the Barker Park project, as we all have done, we've driven by many times, and I'm going to be really honest, as I spoke to a lot of people that were down there as well, it's a mess. It's just a mess in general. The trees are overgrown and they're crowded and the flower beds are disgusting and the trash is disgusting. So, and that's our blame. And I'm owning that. And I've told many people that. And so we're going to clean it up. We're going to fix it. And so this transfer, Andy and I worked together to do that. I have a tree company coming in. I've met with the Troy-based arborist last night at 4:30. I've gone down. I've talked to the people who have occupied the park, had conversations with them, went down at various times throughout the day to look at where shade is, looked at the sprinkler system, had our crew down there looking at the lights, looking at the camera systems, looking at the trees surrounding it. I brought Dave Kropp. If anybody knows who Dave Kropp is, he was one of the original planters of the park, designers of the park, and I brought him and Marie Gavazian because I wanted to be sensitive to they're still here, right? And I wanted to make sure I was sensitive to why they planted the park and the rhyme and reason of what they were designing and their intent of the design. So I didn't want to step on their toes either. So we had some really good conversations. We negotiated a little on some of the trees. And we both came away good with that. I did meet a couple people from the Equality of Troy. They came by when they found out that I was down there, and I committed to work with them. If there's opportunities for them to assist and to be part of the plan, when I figure out what that is, I have Emily's number. I will call Emily and we'll kind of coordinate and figure that out. I'll also, if we're going to work in the park on a certain day and have to shut it down while the tree guys are in there, we'll stay in communication with everybody there. While I've been down there, I've been having conversations with people who have been in and out of the park and other people who want to be in the park, and we will put the benches back because I'll be honest with you, the benches were being taken out to change behavior. The behavior hasn't really changed, and all we have is other chairs and other things there, so I'd rather put the park benches back in. We'll have to look at that and see where they need to go. That was part of why I was down there with the shade and looking at that throughout the day. So we'll be going into there. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. That's why we transferred that amount of money. The trees alone, there's about 10 trees that need to come out. There's a lot of pruning that needs to be done. The sprinkler system is completely defunct. So we're gonna have to work on that, plus the landscaping itself, and probably lighting. So there's a lot of work. I'm committed to it, and I hope to have it done before the snow flies.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ordinance 71 carries 7-0.